So, Joe, yeah, one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit when it comes to squash, they're killers. But, you know, been pretty darn good in football,
They've been pretty good in a lot of sports, and they've been playing Wesleyan since 1885. God. And the 118th meeting is Saturday at the beautiful Jesse Miller Field between Trinity and Wesleyan, and the head coach of the Bantams, Jeff Devaney, in his 14th year as the head coach, joins us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to hear the Nisi Elms of our old Trinity playing there.
Ray gets a little weepy-eyed when he plays.
I was weepy in here. Truly weepy. I love it. They're on the quadrangle. Yeah, good times.
But this is a big week, and it's a rivalry between two teams, Jeff, who always seem to have something to play for.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is an emotional game because you got the combination of a rivalry game, schools that are close together, they've been playing each other forever, and then you got a bunch of guys that are playing the game that they love for the last time they'll ever play it. So you combine all those things together, it's a very emotional day.
And a lot of these guys play just because they love the game and want to play.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm waiting for my pro career to start, you know?
Right. Yeah, most of our guys are going on to law school, med school, Wall Street, you know?
Or radio. Yeah, there's that, but I didn't play football.
Or they end up working the radio. That's good, right. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Those are the ones who are in the lower third of their class.
Quarter of the class.
There's no question. When you look back, and you obviously were a phenomenal player at Trinity, you were an assistant coach, now a head coach, you've been around 21, 22 of these games.
Wow.
When it comes to the day of the game, how do you keep your emotions in check as a player?
I think it's really hard, and we talk every day. We've talked this week about making sure we're preparing, and just you've got to study film, you've got to focus in practice so that Saturday morning you feel prepared, which gives you confidence, because it's impossible, especially if you're a senior, and you're walking on that field and you're doing the senior ceremony with your parents. It's impossible to not have some extra nerves, some extra emotion, so you've got to lean back on your preparation.
I was there for the Williams game, and, you know, that was a pretty good game. Of course, Williams won, which, you know, I'm not used to seeing, but they did. I was kind of thinking that Senator Murphy would show up. I think he went there. But anyway, it's just, you know, it's a wonderful campus, and I got to tell you, Coach, this facility has been upgraded incredibly.
Oh, they have, and wait till you see our football stadium next year, because the Board of Trustees has approved redoing our football stadium, so that we'll have new press box, new bleachers next year, and it'll be really, really a great setting, and it'll match what they've done with the baseball field and the soccer field.
Oh yeah.
See, don't know if you gave a little more money, it would have been done this year.
we're coming to see Ray later this week.
Please do, Coach.
As I said earlier, Jeff, Ray's donation this year will depend on the outcome. So you'll know Saturday about 3 just how much the big fella's dipping into his pocket for.
Well, if we win, I'm coming to ask for $1 million.
Perfect.
Good luck.
Ray's just passed out.
Better go to one of the lawyers that are going to be graduating.
Your season this year, you've developed a program that's like the Patriots, like the Yankees, like the old Canadians, like UCLA basketball, or even UConn women. If you don't win all the time, people regard the season as a disappointment.
Yeah.
You've had a couple of hiccups this year, but when you look overall, Jeff, at how your year has been, how would you define it?
I would say it's been very frustrating, because going into the season, you know, I think a lot of people, and ourselves included, felt like we were the favorites. And it hasn't played out that way. We just haven't played as well as we expected. But on the positive side, our players have been awesome. It's been a pleasure to coach.
Really.
They've never once, you know, changed their approach or their positive attitude. And it's actually been refreshing, because in a season like this where things haven't gone our way, sometimes as a coach you're dealing with a lot of issues within the team, and we haven't had to deal with that.
Talk with Jeff Devaney, 14th year head football coach at Trinity. They host Wesleyan at noon on Saturday. My advice, if you'd like a parking spot, leave now.
Usually you can. If you get there early enough.
Well, if you get there at 7 a.m., if you get there any later than that,
you can't drive down Vernon, by the way.
You mentioned your seniors. You got 15 seniors on your team this year, and I was over there for the TV people on Tuesday talking to Kobe and Danny, and I asked them about having the pressure of wanting to be one of these classes that leave Trinity without ever losing to the school in Middletown, and they admitted that's a big deal for them.
Yeah. Well, I think it is. I mean, I think they went into the season wanting to be the class that won 4 straight championships. And, you know, we lost two of our first three. And so that kind of almost knocked that goal out quickly. And after that Williams loss that Ray mentioned.
I saw it. I was there, yeah.
You know, that was a tough day for us, our first loss at home, and we'd won 20 in a row going into that. So we really, at that point, just refocused on the fact that we still had Amherst at Amherst, and then we have Wesleyan here. And basically we said, let's forget about what's happened in the first seven games, and let's go 2-0. And so we accomplished one of those goals last week, winning at Amherst, and now we're trying to go 2-0 here.
What kind of challenge, what are the specific challenge that Wesleyan presents, Jeff? They're having a terrific year at 7-1, and if they get a break, Middlebury losing, and they beat you, they get a share of the NESCAC.
Yeah, I think they're a very, very well-coached team. Defensively, they really stack the box against you and make it difficult to run the ball. And then offensively, I think the thing is they give you 27 different formations and motions and shifts, and they've got three or four really dynamic kids that if you allow them to get the ball in space, they give you some fits.
Well, that kid Estevez had an amazing game last week at the game they won at home. He returned a kickoff. He ran for the tying touchdown, the winning catch. And the quarterback, Scott's a good player, and Estevez of the Wildcat. How hard is it to get ready for teams that run the Wildcat?
Well, you know, they use Estevez all over the place. They use him as a kick returner. They use him as a Wildcat quarterback. And then they put him at receiver and, you know, hand jet sweeps and screens and stuff to him. So you definitely need to know where that kid is and make sure that you're not letting him beat you. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, Ashton Scott is playing really well for them. He's been particularly efficient when they get into the two-minute drill. You know, they've won three games this year where they were losing late in the fourth quarter, and all three times he led them down the field in the two-minute drill.
Who knew?
What's today like in practice for the seniors?
Well, normally, actually, we have we have our typical Thursday practice, and then we do a senior ceremony where the seniors stay on the field for a little while afterwards, and all the players kind of pay them their respects. But with the weather forecast, I think we're going to be inside for today's practice, and then we're going to do the senior ceremony after tomorrow's practice.
By the way, just the mix of the classes in your in the program, are you losing a lot of guys next year?
Yeah, I mean, the senior class has got a lot of three-year starters. You know, you mentioned Kobe Schofer and Dan McGrow, and Austin Biardi's been a four-year starter on the O-line. Devin Perkins, three-year starter as our field end. Sean Smirzinski, three-year starter, inside linebacker. It's a talented group.
And these guys played, we stress this at the beginning, should again. These guys play just because they love the game.
Oh, they love it. And that's, you know, after we lost that Williams game, we actually had a team meeting in the locker room. And before I even got a chance to say anything, a bunch of the seniors were already addressing the team and telling everybody that they're not hang their heads. And,
that's
you
nice.
Know, we got three games left to play and two games left at that point, and they were just talking about how they love the team, they love the game, and they want to, you know, play it the right way here and finish out on a high note.
You'll be able to see Coach Devaney's smiling face along with Kobe Schofer and Daniel Negron tomorrow night as we preview the game on the Fox 61 Sports Ticket, if you can stay awake after the 11 o'clock news. I barely can. Yeah. I don't know how the viewers do. Hey, Jeff, thanks for all
thanks,
the
Coach.
Help this year. I really enjoyed covering you. Good luck on Saturday.
Knock him dead.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate being on. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah, Jeff, good. What a good guy he is. I mean, seriously, he's a phenomenal guy.
But, I mean, the thing is, Matulis and I go once a year, and sometimes more often. But if you stand in the end zone and watch the plays, it's a lot more casual than, let's say, a UConn game.
Well, it's casual to you. It's not casual to them.
No. But, I mean, as an observer,
right?
You know, as a fan, you can stand there. You can stand not in the end zone, but around there, watch plays. It's a great thing.